Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball Radio. Who motherfucking has Screwball Radio live from the Matrix? Black Poet right here on the check-in. Got my nigga E-Math on motherfucking current events and the news. My nigga Bombic Comet on the sports. What's going on, my niggas?
What?
Episode 64 underway. What's good with you guys?
I don't know, man. It's, you know, a lot of shit going on in the world, man, you know. We're going to hit them niggas with some mad music tonight, you know. Let them know what's going on out there, E, man. What the fuck is going on in the news, man? What's happening?
Man, inflation, man, flat and hurting niggas' pockets, man. I just left the store. People were fighting over bacon over there.
You already know, man. Shit is tight, you know. Shit is tight. They gonna make shit tight for us, though. But
and plus out here, we anticipating a winter storm. So, you know, when the Carolinas, they panic like crazy. So, you mix that.
Oh yeah,
with
the whole East Coast,
on,
homie.
Yeah. So people acting crazy right now. Like niggas is really fist fighting over bacon.
You know, a couple of years ago, they was fighting over toilet paper. They're going to always have something to fight about.
It was
about,
toilet paper?
You know?
Yeah.
It's just crazy that this storm is coming. Then you got that volcano that erupted and sending, like, tsunami waves towards Cali. I don't know if you heard about that.
That's crazy, yo. Oh, my goodness, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, on one side, we're dealing with cold weather. On the other side, they're dealing with earthquakes. Not earthquakes, but volcano eruptions. Super crazy.
Yeah,
definitely crazy.
And on top of that, And not to mention this, and not to mention the virus is running rampant.
And yeah, man. Everybody got to just, you know, follow the rules, man. You got sick niggas going around people. Shouldn't be going around people, you know, and spreading shit, man, and making shit worse for everybody else, man. If you know you're sick, stay away from people, man. And, you know what I'm saying? And just do what you've been doing, man. You know, try to stay social distancing and all that other shit, man. But, you know.
That's for sure. That is for sure. People want to get together.
Yeah,
people want to chill and get together. But they're not respecting what that shit is, you know? That's for sure.
Yeah, nobody.
The more like, calls.
Yeah, you just got to be smart, man. Definitely got to be smart.
And you know what? And I want to ask, comedy since you stay out there in New York, man, because, you know, they always talking about the crime wave is going crazy. It's like Gotham City out in New York City. Is that shit exaggerated, or is it really like happening out there?
I mean, New York is the city that never sleeps, man. Shit happening all the time. Ain't nothing changed. But you know, we ain't doing things like L.A. right now. You know, L.A. on fire right now as far as violence. But you know, here in New York, you know, you got people struggling, man. You got people struggling. The struggle is everywhere. And people want to eat,
right?
So you know they're gonna eat by any means. You know, the wolves is out. Like just recently, a 19-year-old girl was shot. She worked for a Burger King, shot and killed. She gave up the money, and the guy still shot her. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, it's crazy, man. No respect for life, like you know.
Kids,
when I was coming up,
kid.
Huh?
They caught that nigga. The kid used to work there.
Oh, he used to work there, that guy?
Hell yeah, they caught that ass.
Yeah, I know they caught him, but I didn't know that he worked there before.
He
was
hell
from Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's an ex-employee.
They found,
you know.
They found him in Brooklyn.
Word.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I wonder how the fuck they found that guy, yo. Technology's
crazy.
They said a belt
and his headphones. The white headphones, his belt. These were tips that led to him. Which is crazy. Because if you got an Apple iPhone.
He had that get up on. He had that whole same get up on. They caught that nigga with all that same clothes on.
Yeah, I think they caught him with the belt. They said something about a belt buckle and his headphones. He had a set of white headphones. I mean, everybody that owns an Apple iPhone, they got the white headset. You know what I mean? So that's hard to think about.
Because the guy they got like dreads and shit, like a baby fro with dreads. And the guy on that tape. He got like a mask thing on that don't look like he got a lot of hair.
No, he had a mask. He had gloves. He was all suited up, suited and booted. You know, he was ready to do what he was doing, you know. But, you know, you can't hide a belt buckle. And you know how it is in New York. Everybody want to show their belt buckle. You know, it might be a designer belt buckle, but, you know. It's just sad, man, because he was only 19 years old. She gave you the paper. Like, what's the purpose? You got the paper. You got what you came for. There was no hustling, no tussling for it. They didn't have to kill her unless they recognized them. You know?
Ain't no unless. He didn't have to do that.
Nah, he didn't have to do that. But if they recognized him.
At all.
You know, you say she worked there before, so they probably recognized him. They probably said something.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you still got what you asked for. You asked for the money. They gave you the money. You should have been. You should have bounced. You know.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, a lot of these people today that's committing crimes, they don't even think twice. They just want to be seen. They think, at the moment. They don't think afterwards. That's how they get caught afterwards so quick.
Yeah, because, you know, the thing in New York is that every corner got a camera. Every corner got a camera. So as soon as you leave a store, you're on camera. All the way down to the subway, cameras. There's cameras everywhere, you know? It's just sad, man, because she was only 19 years old. You know, I got a daughter 19 years old. You know what I mean?
Damn, we got the death penalty in New York. He lucky we ain't got the death penalty in New York. But that nigga be definitely getting that.
We ain't talk about lethal injection, but the chair.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But, you know, while we in New York, you know, you see the Knicks just traded for, what's his name, out of Atlanta Hawks, Cam Reddish, coming to New York.
Ah, you're about to make noise, kid. About to make some more noise, man.
Yeah, they trying to do things. They trying to bring, I heard, what's his name from the Grizzlies supposed to come? It's a rumor, but Donovan Mitchell supposed to come to New York from, where he at? I think he on the Grizzlies or Utah.
I know we got some young
might be
dogs.
A rumor, they...
It might be a rumor, but
we got some
rumors
young
can
dogs.
Be possibilities.
They busting ass.
You know, Phoenix on fire. You know, Klay Thompson came back for the Warriors.
Oh, man, Warriors got their ass beat the other day bad, but fucking the Bucks tore their ass up by like 20, 30 points.
Yeah,
and
tonight
the, Bulls,
the
Bulls,
Lakers and the Nuggets.
Damage.
Lakers and the Nuggets, NFL playoffs, a lot of shit going down tonight.
Yeah, the Bulls is playing the Celtics right now. You know, Clippers and the Spurs playing. Cavs and the Thunder. Knicks and the Hawks playing right now. But the new guy that they just got from the Hawks, he out for his ankle or whatever. But then you got the
Nets
and the Pelican
right now.
You know,
making a lot of money
right now,
places, man. The online betting motherfuckers. It's a lot of money in there right now. These niggas is making a lot of money.
Oh,
right
yeah,
now.
Especially around the playoffs.
Yeah, just because of COVID, everybody's indoors. I mean, you know, can't really, not too many people going out. Plus gambling, niggas, man. It's a lot of money in that fucking shit right now, man.
Definitely. They definitely. And they just open up sports betting online in New York. They just made that active. Like, you know, before you could go in Jersey and you could bet online, but now you could be able to bet here in New York legally.
That's all niggas need, another way to fucking spend some money. like Lotto wasn't enough.
You know, people always shooting their shot with whatever they could do. You know, you know, everybody want to gamble. Everybody want to.
That's what I'm saying, man. They get mad when niggas come up with their little hustle. But that's they hustling niggas all day with this gambling shit. You know? A lot of the biggest game in the world, yo. I want to know.
You know,
how many
you
of
know,
them
when
schedule
I was little,
fucking popping? And where them shits is at? Where the niggas at that win them shits, them jackpots? They ain't got no. I want to see some winners.
Oh,
they show no identity.
I seen a couple people win in New York. I seen someone win, what they won, $10 million on a $30 scratch-off. She hit the big one. She from New York.
Okay.
But, you know, she'll walk away with
that.
Like a quarter, a half of that, you know.
I don't hear enough success stories off that lotto shit. And I know they killed
you know, the people that. Somebody hit on the $1 million, you know, that bacon game, that bacon scratch-off game? Somebody hit $1 million on that. And that's a $5 game, and they hit $1 million. You know, there's people out there, they win, man. And, you know, congratulations to them. Hopefully one day, you know, I could get that one. you know?
Somebody got to look up and hit that 30 million.
I don't even need 30 million, man. If I win 5 million, I'm happy. If I win 1 million, I'm happy. Just give me a million. That's all I'm asking for. You know what
even
I'm saying? Like
taxes,
half the
right?
People, look, half the people done spent a million trying to get that million. You know what I mean? So all you're doing is getting your money back, really.
I know I'm about a million in the hole. I'm about a million in the hole already.
People been playing, like, think about it. People play lotto for years. Like, Poet put me on to playing lotto. I watched Poet hit. You know what I'm saying? And that shit made me a believer. You know? Like, this shit is possible. Now that shit got me stuck going every day trying to hit something.
Yeah,
hit that blue screen,
Eddie. That was a nice one. I caught him for couple stacks.
Yeah, couple stacks off a dollar. You hear me? $1. He won a couple stacks on $1. A dollar. Like,
matter of fact, not even a dollar. 50 cents.
Yeah,
dollar would
have
got a miracle right there. A dollar would have got me 5 stacks.
Yeah, it made me a believer. When that term says, hey, you never know, that is the truth.
Yo,
Lotto, we need a plug. We need a plug, man. We just plugged you. But, yo, listen, man. Yeah, I watched him hit, and it made me a believer. So I know that's real. That's real. You just got to be in it to win it. Got to be in it to win it.
I'm trying to hit them niggas in the head, though. The big boy. Got to hit him in the head
with
the big
boy. The last Powerball, two people won. Somebody in Wisconsin and somebody in Cali hit on that Powerball. And that shit was what? How many millions was that Powerball?
300? Was it like 300?
I want to say it was like 4 something. You never know.
Jeez. Never know until you put it out there.
You wake up, you got 100 million? Oh, my God.
Let me go into the
toilet. They say money don't change, niggas. I know a lot of niggas going to be changed. Niggas is changed. I know niggas going to be changed like a buff. 100, not 1 million. Not 2 million. Not 3, 4, 5 million. 100 million.
Anybody that's talking all that money ain't gonna change me is lying. They lying if they don't say they
don't
change because
if people say money don't change them, it's because they haven't touched no real money. As soon as you touch some real money, all your thoughts change. Everything changed. You know what I mean?
100 million? I don't even know what you think about. What does your brain think about when you got 100 million? your thoughts are even different than niggas. You don't even got the same thoughts as niggas.
Hell no, you start thinking like, how come the zebras got stripes like that?
You could buy a zoo, buy your own jungle.
You ain't even thinking none. You asking like, yo, how did the zebra get the stripes? I want to know.
Dumb shit like that.
But then again,
you ain't thinking about bills. You ain't thinking about nothing. You thinking about the dumbest shit. Like how come they put pineapple on pizza?
That's a whole different level, man. Money changes a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. You give a nigga $100 million, their ass is changing.
Give him 50,000.
Hey, hold on, guys. I think we got a call. We got a caller from the 929. We got a call on the line.
Who that, man? Schoolboy Radio live in the Matrix, man. The fuck is that?
Yo, what up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. Holla. Who that? Holla.
What's good, man? Yo, Poet, all these niggas is ass. If I was alive today, I would stay spaz.
What's good, yo, homie, listen, man? State your name, man. Who you be, man?
Yeah. I'm Tochi. I'm actually from Toronto, but I would say I'm from Toronto via Brooklyn. I used to live in Brooklyn for a bit. So, all
right.
Yeah, man. Actually, the reason I even called was I wanted to just say I really appreciate your interview. You gave this about, this is before the year end, like this is my, what, 3 weeks ago or something, and you were talking about Nas, and I think you said some real shit, and I just wanted to encourage you to keep doing that, because don't listen to these internet trolls and goofies, man, because a lot of times, you know, they try to, you know, downplay, you know, your status and all that, man, you know, I mean, it's like,
I mean, well, you know, what was it, what was it that caught your ear about Esco?
Oh, you know what, man? I've been a Nas fan since, damn. I mean, I got onto Nas and it was written. So, like, we're talking 97. It came out in 96. But I got into Esco, like, way back, you know, 97-ish, you know what I mean? But really, the track did it with Nas, because I like Nas, but I didn't love him until Nas's Light came out. When Nas's Light came out, that's when I was like, oh, this is some other shit.
Yeah, that's my nigga. I just want to know what caught your ear about what I was saying about him.
Oh, what you were saying, because you were saying how about the producer's part of it, because to me, I've always wondered why Nas won't just go back. Like, every time Nas has had a dip in his career and he's had a resurgence, usually it's because of someone like a Primo or a Large Professor. So it's strange to me why he wouldn't work with those guys, because those guys have made the best music he's ever rhymed on. You know what I mean? Like, repeatedly.
No,
it's not like it happened once or something, right? Like, it's not coincidence. It's like it happened in 94, then it happened again in, like, 99 or 2000. You know what I mean? In 2000, it happened in 2002. Like, it's always been the same sort of people. Hilly Hill.
Niggas love him when he
gets
gutter. Niggas love when Nas get gutter, you know? That's what they want him to do. They want him to get gutter with the gutter beats. But, you know, Nas, he passed that already, you know?
Not only that, he ain't got to fight for the sample clearances. He ain't got to do none of that. You know, like, you know, there's no samples. Most of his new beats that he's selecting don't have samples in them, so he don't have to have nothing cleared. You know, it's people like
Nah,
Command, people like
samples,
Large.
They just did some shit. Hit Boy just, them niggas just sampled some shit. It's magic. They have some samples now. But it's
okay. But it's
different.
Trash. I don't like those beats at all. I haven't liked any of them shits. I don't like Hit-Boy stuff at all. I think that dude's beats are trash for the most part. There's one or two beats.
I mean,
I've heard of,
new wave, you know, he's
nah,
he's
man,
like,
it ain't even that, dude. I'm on that new shit too, my dude. Like, I listen to all the new stuff. Like, I pay attention to who's out here. I'm a hip hop dude. I love
the whole
like
thing is,
I was
the whole
you know,
thing
when,
is, he's not trash. He's just not what we like that. You know what I'm saying? He's got the shot. You know what I'm saying? There's a thousand hip boys out there, but he's got the shot.
It's a thousand
you know
of them.
Said?
That's trash though.
He's got the shot because he's got Nas ear. So there's a lot of niggas that's way better than him, but he's got the shot
right
now
because
he's supposed
to be. That's garbage. It's garbage to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I listen to the new cats. I know, like, I'm a big ASAP Rocky fan. I knew when ASAP came out, I was like, that's the guy. You know what I'm saying? I love his sound. I mean, Playboi Carti. I listen to the new producers. I know who's got the new shit. I'm all about progression. I love Primo. I grew up on Primo, Pete Rock, and all that stuff. And I also like some of the new stuff. I'm just saying that even for the new stuff is weak. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's newer dudes that are better than Hit-Boy. Then Nas should be rocking.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, even he wants to go that direction.
He's lucky
because, like,
you know, he's close. You know?
I could tell that that this guy is a real hip-hop head because, you know, Hit-Boy is like, they are aight. The beats are aight. But
they're not even aight, bro. They're trash. Let's keep it 100. They're not that great. Listen, my dude, we do that now. That's another thing with rap that annoys me. We now say, oh, it's all right, because we don't want to seem like we're hating or whatever. But the reality of the matter is that if he came out with that shit in the day when rap was rap, we would have been like, this is trash. Get out of here. Because it's boring. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything that's not hidden is it's trash.
Yeah,
it could be.
Yeah,
I don't know. You know, he's just, like I say, he's lucky, man. He's got Nas' ear right now. You know? He's lucky. He's got Nas' ear. Because there's definitely a lot of dope new niggas out there. But he's got his shot. He got a shot.
Go ahead, brother.
Nah, holla, man. It's just Sean.
Yeah, sorry. You said the other brother in the background. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that we appreciate you calling up there from showing love from Canada to Brooklyn. And, you know, we're going to follow that tradition and playing that gutter hip hop music. We keep it raw, witty, and gritty up in here.
Please. I like the real shit, man. You know, I don't want to take up too much of your time if you got other callers, but at the end of the day, man, I think hip hop is a beautiful thing, and there's a lot of styles. You know, like, I like it all. I really do. I like the gutter shit. I like the bouncy stuff, whatever. But I just like dope. Dope is dope, and I don't care what style you're doing. There's a dope way to do it, and there's a whack way to do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's, to me, the problem. The problem is that there's a lot of dudes doing whack shit, and they're hiding behind this, like, oh, we're new, we're young. Nah, you're just whack. Because I know young cats that are dope with, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they're out there, and they're winning. So, like, what are we talking about right now? Like, when
you're
right, talking about this,
yeah, so you from Canada, so what you think about Future Wave? What you think about Future Wave?
What do I
like
think
Future Wave?
Future Wave, like the rapper Future?
The producer. No, the producer from Toronto. He from Toronto too, I believe. Future Wave, he deals with Daniel's son. You never heard of Daniel's son?
I never heard of him. You know what's so funny? I think there was somebody who mentioned the name Future Wave like maybe a year ago, but honestly, I haven't heard a joint, so I have no idea who that is.
You got to check him out.
He's a
hip-hop
connoisseur. Common's going to name a name that you'll never hear, but he knows.
Okay, that's cool. I mean, listen, I hope the dude is
check him out. Check him out.
Yeah,
check
I'll check him out, man.
He goes by Future Wave. He's produced for Daniel's son. Daniel's son is pretty dope.
Okay.
You know, he produced for Riggs. I don't know if you know the cloth, Riggs, and
Yeah, I know Riggs. I don't like Riggs. I'm not a fan, but that's beside the point.
Okay.
And what do you do, man? What do you do? You produce, you spit, what you do?
Nah, dude, I'm a writer. I'm just a writer. I'm a screenwriter. I write film. So I look at this shit differently, to be honest with you. You know, like, I like hip hop a lot. I'm a fan, fanatic. But I never was like, you know, for me, I looked at it like, yo, Kane, Rakim, you know, cats like Pope, like Poet, Houdini, Nas, Jay, they did it already. So, like, unless I can be as good as those guys or come close, like, why would I enter the game and stink it up? You know what I'm saying? Like, do some other shit. Like, there's a lot of things to do. Like, not everybody's supposed to be rapping. Not everybody's supposed to be making beats. You know what I mean? Like,
you're right, man, but, like, you never know, man. Like, anybody can make it. That's the difference, you know what I'm saying? Everybody shouldn't do it, but anybody can make it. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
You got a catchy song, a hot beat, motherfucker, you got a shot.
How about Derringer? Do you like Derringer production or you not into Derringer either?
Derringer? Like, we're not talking
Derringer.
Derringer.
He produced for Westside.
Derringer, the Griselda cat. Yeah. No. I don't fuck with that shit, man. I don't like that Griselda shit at all. It's too slow. It's too soft to me. It's weird, man. Like, they're talking about, you know, bricks and all that, but like, I don't believe them. Like, I hear it and I don't believe it.
I like this guy.
I'm just saying, man, listen. I've been listening to rap, man. Like, I go back, but see, the thing with rap is that, you know, people try to pull these Jedi mind tricks, but when you listen to rap long enough, you start going, like, I've gone back. Like, I know rap from Kaz and them. You know what I'm saying? Like, Grandmaster Kaz, Cash Crew, Houdini, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? To Rakim, you know, to Nas, to whatever, like Playboi Carti, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know all that shit. I know all the new dudes, like, for the most part, that's doing noise. And I think that at the end of the day, if you're dope, you're dope. That's just it. People have all these excuses, yo, like, you young, you old, young. Nah, man, are you dope or not? And the dope stuff always stands out, and it always stands the test of time, and everything else is just fodder. Some of it is all right, a lot of it is whack. And to me, when I listen to these Griselda dudes that are supposedly holding up the underground, to me, this shit is trash. Like, I'm like, what happened to the? Why is it so slow? How come them shits don't really hit like that? You know what I'm saying? Why is this all? Why is it drumless? Like, when I was listening to this rap shit, that's not what it was about. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm calling mm-hmm. poet because, I mean, I know poet stuff. I go back with poet's music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when we dropped certain joints, and I was like, yo. Like, Watch Your Back was always, like, when I remember when that came out. You know what I'm saying? Watch Your Back is harder than anything I've ever heard from Griselda, ever. You know what I mean? So, like, why, what happened? You know what I'm saying? What happened to the bounce? What happened to the rock? Like, just that certain feel that we used to have in underground. We've let that shit slip, and now we got all these guys in underground that can't rhyme for shit. They have terrible voices. Their beats are slow as hell and mad boring and basic. I'm ranting, man.
He said a nigga beast is
Nah, damn. I love this, man.
He said a nigga beast is ugly.
Nigga, this dude got some shit called Hitler Wears Hermes. Like, what is this goofy shit, man? Like, let's talk. Like, let's be real here. Like, what is that about? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Rap, yo, I'm telling you, man, underground. And it's sad for me to see this shit because I'm an underground dude. Like, for real. You know what I'm saying? That's what I grew up on. I grew up on that real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just sad to me to see how bad the underground has fallen off. And a lot of times people be talking about, yo, mumble rap, this and that. Yeah, most mumble rap is garbage. I agree with that. But you know what's so sad? Most, like, the mumble rap is better than all the underground shit that I'm hearing. That's what's sad. And you know the reason why the rap game is as bad as it is now is because the underground is garbage. Because once the underground gets its shit together, it'll change. Because, you know, look, the mainstream is always going to copy what the underground does. That's what the mainstream does. So if the mainstream is garbage, it means the underground is probably garbage. You know what I'm saying? Like, what they need, you know, underground is there to keep the mainstream on its toes so shit doesn't become too lame and too, you know, copycat. If the underground is really coming with that hot shit, for real, and not pretending like they're coming with the hot shit, you're going to see a change. And I've seen it, man. Like, I look at Rocky, again, I said the same thing ASAP, because ASAP is my favorite new rapper, you know, of the last, like, 10 years. And I saw it with ASAP, and I saw the moment ASAP came out, like, a lot of dudes started changing their sound up, because ASAP had an interesting sound. And I'm just saying that, like,
definitely
you got to do something. Yeah, you got to do something.
That's why we here, man. You know, that's why we here, because we gonna keep hitting niggas with new shit that they ain't hear, as well as old shit and, you know, shit that rocks. And we got some shit lined up right now. We're going to just start playing for y'all niggas right now, man. Saturday night, we're going to get this shit popping.
Already.
All right, man. Look,
already,
like
y'all.
Like I said, I'm a bit, look, I'm a fan, man, poet. I mean, I'm always, you know, if you drop something new, I'm always, of course, going to listen to it. Because, like I said, I go back with you, man. I think the first track I ever heard from you was like, was it Two to the Stomach or something like that? I think that's the first Poets Club. Two to the Stomach, yeah. Back in, I don't know if that was 2001 or something, or 2002, I don't remember. But, like, the point is, I always really liked the stuff that obviously you did with Primo. I always thought that shit was hot. And, dude, I thought what's so funny to me is that I used to say for years that you were, like, one of the nicest guys out, period. Because, I remember when that underground shit, it's not now that it started falling off. It started falling off, like, decades ago, real talk, like a decade or so ago. And I remember when it was you and Primo for a lot of times, you guys were making the hardest joints. And underground, there was all these guys in the underground coming out of nowhere. And I was like, nah, Poet, like, you got to listen to Poet because he's keeping it authentic. Like, all these other guys is, you know, they're trying to get, you know, they want to get on Premier's dick so that they can do a, you know, song. But it's like, you can't rap for shit, man. Why am I listening to you?
Yo,
I'm wilding.
Thank you for the props, though, man. I'm gonna take all props, man. I appreciate all the love, though. But word is Boyo E. Let's hit him with some shit, man. Because Dumb want to hear some shit. I know he want to hear some fire. So let's hit him with some shit.
Already, some fire, man. Give me some fire.
Already, man. I'm gonna hit y'all.
Yo, let him know your name one more time.
Indigo Phoenix.
Shout to Tom. Give your shout outs, man. Real quick, man. Shout
Listen,
out.
Listen, my name is Tochi. Okay. Yeah, my name is Tochi. You know, I have a YouTube channel, Tochi RTA, TochiRTA, and I just review hip hop a lot. I talk real shit because like someone's got to do it, man. Like I'm tired of all this dick riding. It's corny. Like I'm a fan for real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't not accepting dollars. It's not about the money. It's just like I like the music. I'm inspired by the music. So my name is Tochi, and you know, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Brooklyn. Shout out to Prospect Heights because you know they treated me good while I was out there. So
no doubt, Tochi.
Yo, shout out to you.
And I love Queens. Real talk, I love Queens. Next time I come through, I'll probably try to live in Queens because I always like Queens.
Shout out to Queens Bridge.
I'm a Queens.
Shout out
I feel like I'm a
Bridge.
Queens dude at heart.
Shout
real
out to
real.
Queens Bridge. You heard Queens Bridge. We in the building.
No doubt.
Shout out to the whole Queens. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for calling up, man. Expressing yourself, man. Because that's what we want, man. We want realness, man. And that's what you hit us with, that real shit. And that's what Screwball Radio is all about, my nigga. Word it out.
Appreciate it, family. All right, man. One.
All right. Yo, E, let's go.
All right. So let's go ahead and hit the nigga with some music. Let's go.
I'm pretty sure it's Techzilla. Bear witness, this is a lyrical fitness. Power moves my mindset, always about the business. Join the truth, there's a consensus. Blood words, you never miss it. We come to slay, leave you defenseless. Not on some party shit, body you on the golly tip. From my foundation, keep my foot in the Harley clip. Lick up a drill, I got the queen pharaoh. We spitting golden arrows, kiss the hem of our apparel. Goddesses in the flesh, dreams gon' manifest. Don't sell me, son, speak up and say it with your chest. Or join me with the crown and crest. It translates my mind's eye view. Ascribe a vibe better than the rest. Gift and the curse, I bless the masses. Very dumbass, kissing on the connection. Tech with another class. As in my confines, the bask in the sunshine. Always inclined to spit for my people like one time. Lyricism prolific. This where all my hip-hop is melanated and gifted. This is for the culture, keep my people uplifted. So why don't you really lift it? This is kiss me. Lyricism prolific. This where all my hip-hop is melanated and gifted. This is for the culture, keep my people uplifted.
I'm a legacy, not a trend in the long haul, till the end. Top of the altar, crown piece, shut your mouth please. Fly over South Seas, smoking loud trees. Turn around, freeze, and get down, I will now squeeze. Moving in wild threes, me not taking rappers out with Maldives. It's like Thelma, without Louise, we run the town here. I'm talking about the underground tier. We ain't full of fame or into clownware. You see the boss chair, ain't no need to floss there. I could give a fuck about a light or your false prayers. You are lost here, I don't have a small care. Suckers locked in hope, and all your tall tales. Block you with my force field, you know the course real. You got the pharaoh and the phoenix, lyrics all ill. Slow down before you fall and you all fail. We could do a showdown and you would all kneel.
Kiss me, lyricism prolific. This where all my hip-hop is melanated and gifted. This is for the culture, keep my people uplifted. So why don't you really lift it? This is kiss me. Lyricism prolific. This where all my hip-hop is melanated and gifted. This is for the culture, keep my people uplifted. So why don't you really lift it?
Soul is sometimes defined as the essence of the human spirit. In the popular music of the 1960s, soul meant something more tangible. It was a shout of joy, a cry of pain, and an emblem of uninhibited self-expression.
Oh,
yeah,
he gonna tear their ass up.
All my niggas puff lie, sippin' finest that the money could buy. Sippin' privilege, it's a privilege, I ain't up in the sky. Rest in peace to my niggas, showing love to the guys. I'm putting on till I'm right by your side. I pulled up in the latest, so niggas wasn't questing my drive. New Rollie, I ain't stressing for time. Used to try to fix everything, I was putting stress on my mind. I said fuck it and start living for mine, and now I'm dedicated. That medication keep me elevated. It's like I got too much to say, so the weed helped me demonstrate it. Like like Dave East, but I never hated. And if I wasn't in them streets that day, I would've never made it. Real shit. We had a little, but we wanted more.
Right.
Wasn't satisfied with living poor, stealing shit about the stores.
Right.
Fuck the bench, shit, I want a ball. From the start, always knew I had the heart to play in the fourth.
Yeah.
Chasing bitches, you could lose it all.
Right.
But chasing money, you could lose your cause. Gotta pay to be the boss.
Right.
Everybody wants the million, but don't want the mention.
Right.
Fame feeling like you served a sentence.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Shit, it's crazy out here, man. Stay 10 toes down. Real.
Yeah. Yo, Piff, I seen it all. Niggas bounce back from a big fall. Got the car started back up when the shit stalled. Came up in the hood where niggas was dirt poor. Hitting fiends off on the first floor. 5 in the morning, Bobby Brown with the twerk jaw. Mac in the grass for the niggas that want war. A whole lot of other shit I can't get started on. That's how it was in the place where stars are born. I spit from my heart, young homie, I am not faking. 125 grams in the coffee pot breaking. Handle that like a champ, burning the bomb. In 96, $50 a gram, I'm stomping. No matter what the cost, I still boss with it. You gon' take a loss, it's on you, you can't split it. I say this to say that, it's always the way back. I'm living proof, niggas gotta duck for the payback. I express pain from my soul through the music. I spit that talk, no call, spit true shit, son.
Truth and power, no lies told. Yo, yo, I grind with the best of them, learn from the rest of them. Love is life, counting my blessings, they'll shoot the messenger. They love what they're hearing from us, but fear it more. We chill real for the game, I heard it all before. So I got homies that was sick way before COVID. Ran wild on them streets, remember every moment like it was yesterday. Mayflower escapades, we jumped under that red beam or crawled under. Either way, Ice King was on deck. Moving that Mayflower ice cream through the jet. Getting paid before loose cracks and double up. Big knots bulging through my jacket sleeves and such. Automatic Uzi ringing off, them days was tough. Running wild in the bridge, not giving a fuck. This is Queensbridge, G, La Familia. Keep it real when it's real G's in front of ya.
Yo, check your mic. Let's test these levels.
Check, 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 check.
Okay, word. We got the sound. Let me know when the break's coming in.
Nah, there's no break. I'm just gonna go straight through.
I kick that shit.
Heaven sent, I can prove this. Any crowd, turn me up loud, KR will move this. Long before Eazy-E this MC, he was ruthless. Kicking around, spitting around, written around, freestyle, I do this. Who's this? You don't know me, homie, I'm the one and only. I turn your tool into a toll, tell you you owe me. You ain't gotta go to the past to know me, homie. I'm KRS-One, my power is now, Eckhart Tolle. These rappers are bony and lonely, I'll catch them coming out of Shoney's. I don't Oscar or admire, they baloney, no phony. I spit for the time from the mind, so when I spit off the head, of course I'm ahead of my time. Yes, I'm better with rhyme, and it's evident I'm the lyrically benevolent kind. This you never gonna find. I'm spitting plenty medleys, this is work, not a job. Rappers are crying like a boss in reverse, they starve. That's when they get robbed and disappointed. They not anointed, get them set up like an appointment. I spit the same heat you like to joint with, fire. Spit the truth, no liar, heaven sent, this is higher. The mic cooks, I write books, the heavyweight champion. The song becomes a knockout with the right hook. I'm raw, meaning not cooked. These fake rappers' heads are down, cause in the face of KRS, they do not look. 40 cal style, rap up palm like big drums. When I heat up the club to 420, it's done. Light up the cheeks with the chunk, I teach when I come. Knowledge reigning supreme, what these rappers speaking is dumb. It's a treat when I come, I'm not what you used to. I'm the return of Khufu all over these tracks like juju. I'm the guru, so when my teaching premieres, it's gangsta. Hitting you and your man in the same car. These whack rappers, fuck who they are. KRS is like a hooligan, hitting them all with the same balls. Hooligans, hitting them with the same bars. Your wax style, this ain't ours. Venus to Mars. I'm teaching with bars, spitting these bars. But youngest under 21 can't even get into these bars. So, I don't blame them if they not seeing these bars. Cause when I hit them with my universe, all they seeing is stars. Speaking of bars, when I spit one, you can see it's all about impact over an income. The big one, multi-directional and exceptional. 10 of my first 20 albums are all collectibles. You feel the heat when I'm next to you, truly legendary. Underground, undetectable, and revolutionary. Most of what's going on today, you know we knew already. I tried to teach our people about poverty, it took too many. It shook too many. We can see what a curse is. So I re-emerged to show these youngins who the first is. The minister, frying rap chickens like churches. And the worst is seeing your temperature taken by nurses. IV bags, your family picking out hearses. It's like you at the Barclays Center, you won't survive these verses. Sprite means spirit, so I obey what my thirst is. The whole planet, so-called Earth, is what my turf is.
Hold up, yo, I got this. Yo, this is about to be fire. Levels is on point. You sound good out here. Let's get this project started.
King shit.
We kill everything we see.
Balls on this prick. Blow up a store. You call that balls? Balls is you look a guy in the eye while you jam a ice pick to his lung.
Pissy fools on cash. 100 pack touch, 52 gone fast. From the era you get pinched, hit the mute button. You see the carrots in the wrist hit like blue crumpet. Pussy move something, huh? Wanna know what pounds is like. Parents wasn't round, never crowned with any sound advice. Send you clowns to Christ. One thing on camera, but these cowards live a house of life. That's a sour sight. Extreme power out without a fight. Good night. Dollars on your collar, cause the chowder in my trouser light. Underage shooters through the shower from a mountain bike. Allowed cause I allow it, and I doubt it that you found the light. Doubt it, huh? Got the meanest clientele, yeah. Tripping if you thinking that Febreze or how to smell. Send the trees on my lapel. My brother Crow gotta see the solid cell, yeah. Keep the peas and fire to sell, huh?
King shit.
Cocksucker turns his back on a boss?
That I couldn't believe.
Look at him put one on his fucking head.
Make him disappear or make nice. You only got two choices.
Cause head cuts by the LBS. I slumped the op in line like Aki in the deli stress. I can shut down your corner where the selling text. Since the pelly pelly flex, sweaty packs with steady checks. I said it best, three stacks of pee and nothing left. Got fashion funny, cuffed up flex with a hunting vest. I'm sitting on the curb sipping natural vino. Ride a custom pet casino. Some god got some rusty dealers. Had to wipe off the dusty cleavage. You shorty got a musty beaver. Got some really trusty scheming. Just now my Dominican got a venomous drop. My Dutch looking like a cinnamon pot. Then I sent it a pot. Fuck a cop. Even when I'm dry, the pussies is watching. But I can play the crib the whole time. Them cookies is rocking. Shorty roast and Brussels sprouts. Fuck your hustle belt, that's chump change, a chuckle belt.
Fuck is that shit, bro? The fuck?
So what the fuck happens? I don't even understand you bitches.
Yeah, Schoolboy Radio.
Yeah, we back.
I'm in the Matrix, man. That's what we do, man. Hit niggas with that raw shit. Yeah, that's that fire right there, man. You know, we be getting that shit. I mean, that's that fire, man. You be finding that shit, man. Hey, man, you be doing your thing, man.
What?
I can't take all the credit. I got to give Comet credit, too. I can't take it
all.
You got to
give me all the credit. You gotta give me all the credit. Stop stunting, man. My ear's on the gravel out here.
I think you say you what? That's a fucking crazy.
My ear is to the pavement.
Yeah, no.
All I know is these dark, dingy roads.
Like the old Indian niggas listening to the ground. To see where niggas is coming from, that's comedy right there.
Word.
That nigga spell, nigga coming from miles away. That nigga put his ear to the ground. Oh, niggas is over there.
Yo, hurry up.
Smoke them out. That nigga smoke them out.
Word. If it bang, we going, I'm going to hear it. Because that's all I be looking for is, you know, like, like you know, poet man, you from the era of the rawness. So when I listen for music, I'm still looking for the sound almost to the era, because you're not gonna find the exact sound of that era, but you can find things that's close to it. You know what I mean?
Black niggas,
and that's what I mean.
Close, man. Word. Gotta find that shit. I can't find that shit. You got that knack.
That was just Pounds. Yeah, that was Pounds. And, you know, he's been doing this thing for a couple years now.
I heard that Pimp joint. Me and Pimp joint.
That was a dope joint. Yeah. Yeah, that was dope.
That was KRS. We played KRS at the beginning.
That was dope.
That's how I got to do it, man. Keep hitting niggas with that raw shit that they don't hear all the time, man.
Yeah, KRS, he sound motivated.
Well, KRS is over. He was going off the top of his head right there. That was all freestyle, really freestyle. I could tell that. You couldn't tell that?
Yeah, that definitely was.
Oh yeah, he definitely
that's not
was
written. That ain't written.
Nah, it just came out hot. They said keep that, let's put that out, you know. Chris is, come on, man. Chris is a fucking genius on the mic. Can't front on niggas. Like, I'm always gonna give it up to niggas, man. Like, you dope. I don't give a fuck. Chris is fucking deadly on the mic, yo. Deadly. Word.
Yeah, he gonna keep the trail, man. He gonna definitely keep the trail. Hey, and I checked this out, though, and I checked this clip out before I got on the air. It was like an old interview, I think. I don't know if it's old or not, but it's surfacing now. But Redman, he said none of these new rappers can hang with him in the cypher.
Oh, man, I really don't like when niggas start talking all that and who can do what and nobody can beat me. Just do your thing, man. Fuck talking bullshit, because we're never going to see it. It's never going to happen. It's just,
they don't jump in the ring.
It's just talking shit. Like, come on, Reggie, you're bigger than that, Reggie. Reggie's bigger than that. We know they can't see you. That's of course they can't fuck with you. We know this. Reggie just mad, man. Me too, man. These niggas is tight, man. Niggas had enough of this bullshit. Where he's born, niggas had enough of this bullshit, man. Like, we know.
The ring and get busy.
We know niggas can't fuck with Reggie on the mic. None of these new niggas can fuck Redman on the mic. You crazy? So he don't even have to say that. That's what gets me mad about. You know what I mean? Me, myself, I be saying that shit too. These niggas can't fuck with me. Like, yeah, I know. Boy, shut the fuck up. We know niggas can't fuck with you, my nigga.
Especially you know, the only thing that I know is one thing that I noticed when the OGs is talking about the new ones is where they getting all this money from. You know what I'm saying? They showing all this paper. Like, where is this paper coming from?
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all niggas are selling ringtones. What the fuck? What y'all niggas doing? We ain't doing.
Next thing you know, these niggas doing numbers.
Yeah, but the whole thing is that they doing all these streams and they not signed. They doing it independently, so they getting all that money go straight to them. You know,
and the little niggas is really getting it on the street too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Some little niggas
is
getting it, man. You know, they young. They got that motherfucking little bit of paper. They in their hood. They ain't learned their lesson yet. You know them niggas. They moving them things, man. That's what's for real.
As they would say, they getting that bag.
lot of these little niggas is definitely doing things, man. Niggas ain't
that's
just
for sure.
Fucking selling no fucking records, man. Fuck records they sold. Fuck records they sold. Stop with it. Come on, man.
Them straight. Nah, they, because you know you had to be hand over fist. You had to physically go to the store and buy this stuff. Now you see these guys just doing crazy numbers on the streams. And they don't even be outside.
And cashing out. And they cashing
and
out
getting
on the
that,
streams.
Been getting that bag.
They cashing out. I'm telling you, they cashing out. Little
it's
Dirt,
like,
you
know, it's a good
King
time
Vaughn.
to be young and into hip-hop right now. It's a good time to be young and doing
yeah,
that
think about it, right? Think about it, Poet. Right now, all you got to do is have a good camera. You got all these platforms to release your music on your own. You ain't got to go up to no label and say, yo, I want this.
Yeah.
You know, you can get 100 million people to listen to you right away, and that goes directly to you. There's no label. Now the labels is looking at the people doing those numbers and then trying to say, yo, we'll give you this. But half of them is already eating. You got to do better than what you're offering, because I'm already seeing that without even doing a big show, you know?
Yeah, they come to holler at you. After you already popped, that's when they want to holler at you. Nah, get out of here.
Yep. Now they want to offer you, oh, we'll give you $10 million. Meanwhile, hold up, $10 million? I'm doing $10 million without doing shows. So if I start adding shows to this, I'm doing over $10 million. So you got to come with a better number than that, you know?
Yeah.
That's the truth.
How you gonna give me that?
I know we got some more fire for the ass, man. You know, I ain't hit a ding ding yet.
Right, we do. We do, son. You know, we gotta hit y'all with this Main Artillery slashers from 9, Rusty Jukes. Let's go.
Yeah, we got 3 minutes left.
Jay.
Why are you doing this, man? What do you want?
I want my money and credit.
Slick Vic, the ruler.
I just rap my rhymes. I got nothing to do with the music.
The rocket scientist.
The
best.
The main artery slasher.
You better rap before I get there.
When it's wartime, I'm on the ground, tanks rolling. Fort Knox pockets is fat, the bank swollen. Shank holing, the main artery slasher. Head basher, the wild party crasher. Mingling with monsters, I mash out major. Will you live or die, we can make a wager. I'm betting on black, cause Victor's so victorious. My reputation proceeds, I am notorious. For writing glorious lines that eat planets. I exceed excellence, you barely meet standards. This is Gizmo Productions. I'ma make it clear so there is no assumption. RJ grab the bull by the horns. Ravage the mic, I take the world by storm. Before long, everybody gon' feel it. Bite the hollow tip bullet when I peel it. Now this hit is dedicated to the whack ones. They front live until I hit them with the Mac one. One time for the legends in the building. You pay homage to the guards when we building. Bumbarats, pussy clock, where your chat bowl? Me a dog, me a bite upon a cat mole. Bumba clock, pussy clock, where your chat bowl? Me a dog, me a bite upon a cat mole.
Yo, pussy clock, where you talk about? I'm here now. Slap the blunt out your mouth and knock your beard down. It's either that or pull some out for you. I'm doubting your story. Your mannerisms don't match the vibes your rhymes giving. I'm living in a world full of consequences. I swing hard when it's beef, teeth everywhere. The level here's mastery. You better rap before I get there. You don't wanna go after me. Happily ever after. Or tragically is the caption. Magically it just happened. Watch my salary fat and I'll hit calorie adding. I'm different, you mad, and I'm the actual feel. Niggas get hit for real. We do this shit for real. Rusty passed me the steel. It's that Brooklyn BX combo. We see the court more than Rondo. Beat on you like a bongo. Call you up, set you on fire like a Fonto.
Now this hit is dedicated to the whack ones. They front live until I hit them with the Mac one. One time for the legends in the building. You pay homage to the guards when we building. Bumbarats, pussy clock, where your chat bowl? Me a dog, me a bite upon a cat mole. Bumba clock, pussy clock, where your chat bowl? Me a dog, me a bite upon a cat mole. The mean artery slasher. When it's war time, Gizmo Productions.
The rocket scientist.
D-Best.
the main artery slash ya.
You better rap before I get one. Get there.
Yeah. We another episode with the books.
Of course.
Yo, shout out to all the brother Lowe's up on the 40 Deuce right now. They out there, man. Word. Low Goose on the Deuce. 2022.
Ooh. I know them niggas is deep. Wow. Word up. Yeah, man. Thank everybody for listening. Schoolboy Radio.
Shout out Tochi. Tochi. Peace to Tochi in Toronto.
Oh, yeah, man. Time to call back up next week, man. You're always welcome to call anytime
Word.
You want. Word up.
Word up. We need more people like him. We need more people like him.
Until next week, we will see y'all, man. Let him hit some on the way out.
On that note, we up out of here. Same Schoolboy time, same Schoolboy channel. Y'all know the vibes. Live in the Matrix next Saturday night.
Wuhan.